And we'll start this interview with James Egger from Newfield Farm at Dalry. James, a stalwart of the community, various things, functions, shows, and a proper wit for Dalry. So James, we'll start with your earliest memories, please. Could you tell me what it was like born and bred in Dalry, as far back as you can remind, anyway?
Well, I can't mind back a bit, yes. How far back do you want me to go?
Oh, does it? Your mother and father and James?
Well, my mother and father, yes. I was born at Newfield Dalry, as I've already said.
Aye.
But it was a very busy house. There was always a lot of folk coming and going, and a lot of the workers had their main meal in the house.
Aye. Your family, James, your brother?
My elder brother, Thomas, Tommy.
Aye.
He was a musician and had a dance band. He did a lot of tractor work. But Tommy's mother died when Tommy was only about 3 or 4 years old.
Aye.
And father remarried quite a few years after that. And I was as a result of that.
Aye.
I was born in 1941.
Uh-huh. And your other brother, John?
John, he's four years younger than me.
Aye.
He's a bit of a character. Aye. As well.
And you're born and bred at Newfield?
Born in Newfield,
You've
yes.
been there all your life?
Dr. Carmichael.
Fain, New Galloway?
Dalry.
Dalry, right. Aye. And presumably you all attended Dalry School.
All attended Dalry School.
Your memories of that, James? What numbers in the class and
I was it was enlarged quite a bit. Two times I had to do that because there were more families come in from the country because the country schools were all had closed down.
Uh-huh. That was of course the old scale up Kirkland Street, now the present day.
Kirkland Street.
Aye. Mm-hmm. And how many would be in your class? Can you mind when you first started in the early primary days?
Well, there was buses came from Corsair.
Uh-huh.
That was only primary at Corsair, and it was the same from Cusfairn.
Aye.
So that added the numbers.
Uh-huh.
But there are not so many families in the hill farms now.
No.
But anyway, that was when I was about 6 years old, I took pneumonia. And it just happened, and the doctor had attended me, and then eventually they said you need to go into the active addicted, the lock, no, lock, where was it now? Yes.
Into the hospital at Dumfries, then?
Into the hospital at Dumfries to start with, yes.
Aye.
I went to start with. And it was... I was put in a room with four old men, three old men plus me.
Aye.
One was a Mr. A man as clear as anything, Mr. Coulter.
Uh-huh.
He was at a shop in Kirkcudbright, I think.
Uh-huh.
Another one was, it was Jimmy Wallace's father-in-law. Sperelic.
Oh, uh-huh.
He came over here to start the war, and he was hauling timber out the Benny.
Right, uh-huh.
And he was telling me what he did and that, and then played for a while.
Uh-huh.
And he came back and we went and engraved him, but it was a bit of timber.
Uh-huh.
And the other man, another room, was taken to the Crichton.
Uh-huh.
The windows had blown in that night. I was taken to the Lochmaben Sanatorium.
Uh-huh.
And that's when I first met Jimmy Patterson from Bruskeuch Mains.
Aye, just up the Ayres Road.
And he wasn't that much younger than me, but it was quite a bit.
He was a patient as well.
He was a patient.
Same trouble.
Same trouble.
Aye. Another wit for the village. Aye. Uh huh.
So eventually, after a while, I got back home, and at that time, Fenton was rationed. And father had quite a close thing with John McKenzie at the garage.
He had the buses as well?
He had the buses, but he didn't taxis and brought school vans and everything.
Uh-huh.
And just square it up. He just said to him, how much petrol do you get this week? And that was it.
Uh-huh. Aye.
He didn't charge for it.
I see.
No.
Uh-huh. Aye.
What else? Oh, there was...
And what do you, a lot of local boys then, can you mind on any more names for pals he went to school with and grew up in the area?
They were next to the shop, Glendinnen's shop, that was the McComb family.
Glendinnen, what did they sell, James?
Everything.
A store?
The store at the back as well, because they had feeding stuffs and everything.
Oh, farm feeding stuffs.
Farm feeding stuff. Right. Big buildings down the bar.
Where is that nowadays? Where was that?
They're still there. Same show.
At the bottom of the street, at Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
And we like to go up there because the one that stayed, Harry Willoughby, stayed in the first house in the Crescent here. A real, he's came from Liverpool.
Uh-huh.
With a glass eye, which always turned up looking at the ceiling. He stuck it in the water, and I remember I was even older by then, and then Colonel Forbes came in.
Earlston,
with Jimmy Conan, the chauffeur.
Oh, he was the chauffeur, aye.
Earlston. And Harry Willoughby, being Harry Willoughby, says, "Hey, bagum," says, there's four of us in here, and only two good eyes among the four of us. That was Captain Ford just laughed.
Aye. Uh-huh.
That was that I stuck in my mind.
Right. Uh-huh.
And it felt like that.
Oh, Charlie Joplin.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
And when you used to the lorry drivers, give us a hand in with this stuff. And they said, "I'll just put it on, it's round, very round shoulder. It's a good job I've got a bloody hump in my back of this." I can make rather the wee thing.
Aye.
Anyway, sorry.
Uh-huh. Where was your teachers, James? Can you mind?
The next door to the shop was Mrs. I had the garage before that. Mrs. Wilson.
Uh-huh.
Marion was my class at school. And a funny thing, I wouldn't have belonged to the sanitarium when I took something here.
Uh-huh.
And Marion Wilson, the same thing.
All right.
And a mastoid operation went for to place it here.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And Dr. Michael, of course, was the doctor. He organised it. And eventually father got the bill. It was for the job. And when he got the bill, he says, "That's Siri, nothing dear Bill for that."
Uh-huh.
And he says, "Didn't you worry about it?" He says, "Murray, that was Elizabeth Thompson's grandfather."
Uh-huh.
"Well, when you forgot his wife, his life."
Uh-huh.
"But that thing's an old man, it's quite frail."
Aye.
And Murray said, Carmichael said, "And father telling him about the bill, he was getting paid."
Uh-huh.
"Oh, it didn't be silly," he says. "They also took Murray for a while yet, and he did paid his bill."
Aye. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Aye.
It was one of the folk. Many of my first recollections is now the believer. And a poor and wet day of lambing time. It must have been a holiday. And Murray took the coat off.
Uh-huh.
We'd every feed. Me tucked in a big long wax coat. And if it wasn't started my feet anyway, mother would be watching the kitchen window. But that was
aye. And school dinners and that, they'd be made in the school, were they?
In the school,
they?
There was missing missives. No, tip of my tongue. Missy McLaughlin. And Missy McMath, David's mother. I think Mrs. McQueen was in. They was it.
That was. They made the dinner late.
And it was on, and the farmhouse supplied all the vegetables, turnips, tatties.
Newfield Farm.
And that would, they had to be worked right in carriage and all that stuff out. Because they used to put the, for that reason, the pitted carrots in the field, so they kept.
They picked them, but they put them in a.
Put them in a big pit.
And then they covered them with.
Covered them with straw.
Straw.
And then they covered them with about a foot of soil.
So as if you keep the gun a year.
The same with potatoes.
But
not as big a scale then, because a lot of them were just kept in the barn where it was.
Drier.
But they had to boot the frost anyway.
So. And how long, when, what age were you when you left the school then, Jim?
I left the school when I was 15.
Did you enjoy it, or could you not get away quick enough?
I enjoyed it to a certain extent. I wasn't the best of athlete, but I remember Benson, the gym teacher, to do this run around the football pitch four times. Well, I hadn't had the best of lungs at the time. And Al McFagan and Willie Wattett were the other two. That class. Well, I set off and I thought, I'll keep in front of them. I'll keep in front of them. As hard as I could. First lap, I was fine. Next lap, had the pitter-patter. Willie Wattett, wee short legs.
Getting nearer.
He was going past. And then the next run, there's flop, flop, Al McFagan, great long strides, just struggling around the last bend. So, that wasn't my...
No, athletics wasn't your strong point.
I remember when it was decided we'd... Well, parents wanted me to go into Kirkcudbright, but I didn't think they did.
No.
Anyway, Mr. Finlay said, oh well, Edgar, if that's what you're going to be, that's what you're going to be. But I would think they'll make a useful citizen. End of story. That was it.
And that was you left the school.
And it was on. It was only maybe. It must have been 10 years after that. Finlay was still its headmaster. And they were looking for a justice of the peace for the Roy, because father was united.
Your father was at Justice of Peace before?
So, we were invited to, or two or three years. I tell you, the man that was at the hill, the mill, doing the, Bear McCartney, he was involved with it. That's not to do with it. But, first we were to go to Kirkcudbright to the sheriff was going to be in Kirkcudbright, and, the first man that they called was call Andy Goldie. Well, I knew Andy Goldie because he used to come up with good fools. Andy's father I brought up to see the fools. He was keen, very keen on horses. But Andy was a different league. Where was the other one? Well, the other fellow was sitting in me there a wee break. He says, away with that. He says, this ain't here. I was in the pub with him last night. It was a butcher's field. I was hoping he would. They wouldn't have sorted with him, but anyway. So that was. That was. But anyway, it was. There were one or two places I had to go to, but I wasn't even up to that because.
As justice of the peace.
Because there were folk that you knew. And there were members of their family that were problem.
See.
But anyway, we got over that.
Well, just touching Finlay. He was my headmaester when I was at the Rye. Where did he come for that man?
Aberdeen.
He was an Aberdeenian. Did he even retire at the Rye, did he?
He retired,
a hell of a man.
Mm-hmm.
Clever man.
Clever man.
Aye. Aye. Can you mind you're on your wee young? Was it Charlie Young?
Aye, Charlie Young.
What was he like? Cause I'm like, he used to...
He would work.
Aye. He would scream at me sometimes and say,
mm-hmm.
Jordan, you're just a big stirk. What kind of abuse did he give you, James? Was it, or did you stay on the right side of him?
I went and made some wee tables somewhere.
Aye.
And Joan went as well. A lot of folk. And, very tall man, Mr. He stayed out with the village. He was...
Who was this, James, at Woodwork?
he was... He married the daughter of Mel Quarter.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, he was a good big tall man, and he was a country dance exhibitionist. And he took country dance.
Right.
How did I get around this story to get to this?
Aye.
He was at the Woodwork class.
But was that before wee Charlie Young?
No, Young was one of them, aye.
Oh, the two of them were together?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Just the nights again.
Aye, uh-huh.
And he had Charlie had this wee spirit level, and he was trying to see if it was straight along the line.
Uh-huh.
And I can't imagine where. And I'd never be roaring or laughing because the other man was 18 inches taller than him.
Aye.
He says, looks straight enough to me. But I never burst out laughing.
He'd be heeding shooters a bit.
Oh, heeding shooters.
Aye. Aye.
Aye, that was.
And only your other, your minister would be a character then, to Mullaweir.
Mr. Mullaweir, yes.
And was he, where did he come from? Can you mind?
As ever I knew, I never met, he was there for.
Was he always a Delroy man?
Aye.
Aye.
Christened me, christened that age group and younger.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Aye.
He went to all the dances in the village.
Aye. He would enjoy life.
And the girls said, watch out for him. The minister's coming up here, look at who's he looking for. But he was...
He would ken everybody.
He knew everybody. He was involved in the curling. When there was curling then.
Uh-huh.
And I was, he was different.
Aye.
He had a housekeeper, Miss Stewart.
Uh-huh.
She stayed in the basement of the manse. It's four storey.
Right. Uh-huh.
And John Doyle, worked with Father John, was, well, come on John later. John took the milk down every morning to there.
Manse.
And carried up the stair for her. Because the minister, she had to carry every food and everything up two storeys.
Oh, mm-hmm. Oh, he lived in the second.
Aye.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And when you got to John Doyle, he was a strange, different man. John was, grandfather was delivering the milk in Delroy.
Uh-huh.
And Mrs. Doyle stayed about two houses above the old school.
Uh-huh.
And when he got round to, grandfather got round to there, Mrs. John Doyle's mother came running out to him. She says, they're taking John to Crichton today. She says, you should leave him with me.
Aye.
She said, it's in John Hayne, Newfield. And he stayed there in the house for, quite a long time.
Aye.
Both of you up the box there.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And there was a life and soul party then.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And, you know, things I like to get. In a kitchen at Newfield, if visitors were in, they sat through in the front room because John and who were right in the kitchen.
Aye.
And there were a big table, right, a big cupboard right in line with the table.
Uh-huh.
And John got a roll up, like a bread roll.
Aye.
Threw it against the door, tried to catch it in the road two or three times until mother came through, what the noise was.
Aye.
And John says, wasn't he me, Mrs.? No, wasn't he me. And he was...
Aye. Hell of a man. Uh-huh.
He was, before he was taken away, he'd got a job up into Blaise avenue in the belay that cut the trees then, so how big a canoe. But and he was there to carry water for the burn to fill the boiler of the machine.
Right.
And he didn't stick it.
Oh,
It's then when he came to Newfield, I think. When he came to Newfield, never away.
Is that right? Aye.
But he got his long service medal. No, it was a ploughing march from the second boat in the field at Newfield in the flood. And Joan wasn't fit to comfort it with him because he'd been back to his sister eventually. Again, about 20 years away. And Joan looked at the long service medal. Father took him up. I should have told you, his brother Jody was killed in the First War.
I see.
And he did the plaque down. Stuck his in up. Says, that's my new Jody.
Aye.
Right down to earth.
Aye.
He wouldn't see my brother. They had pulled the places about because Crawford Ford.
Is that right?
They're connected with them.
What did he do at the Fairmont James? Just anything and everything?
Anything and everything.
What was your jobs when you left this? You'd obviously work at the firm time you were at school growing up. But what jobs did you enjoy doing as a boy when you were learning the things? When did you start working with the horses? The horse would be working on the firm at the time when you were growing up.
The milk cart, the horse was another horse in the milk cart, a light legged one.
A white legged one?
No, light, kind of lighter horse, aye.
Oh, a no Clydesdale.
He was he had an arrow and a star across the top of it, round under his hip. And when the coronation came, mother and father put him in the cart. But he didn't milk anyway.
Aye, the delivery, round all right.
And they put it was like a hawker's punches of back on. Father bought it for some of the tinkers. And mother got dressed up, dinner falsity out. And she was selling knickknacks with the trailer. With the kid. And father was all dressed up with a fancy hat on and a big long stick and whop. And the policeman came along, who was Tom Martin, who was a brother-in-law of father's first wife.
Right.
He didn't recognise either of them.
Is that right?
And he says, get those folk out of here, they're getting upset. They actually were leading the parade when it went away. That was a laugh.
And this was a fair day?
It was a fair day. And lucky they were a kind of... Mother helped mother in the house. Stayed in, she didn't get these things. So,
and how many horse, working horse, was there on Newfield at that time, days when you were a boy growing up?
Well, there are a bit in this book, I'll tell you how much. There was a stable for six. There was five in the stable in the bar sitting in the install.
Right, and did he breed your own youngins to come on?
Just at the time I was born, actually, there was a big sale of horses. The Americans were keen in them.
Of course, a lot of the top horses were gone to America in time.
In fact, they've been on the television recently. There was a bit about them. This woman here in Glasgow area trying to get another one back. So the winning horse came from Rotherhall, which was expected. And the next one was the one from Newfield. And eventually it was sold. It was used for a wee while, but it was sold. And it went to America. And I've got a picture somewhere in whose it won the national show for America. And it's a yearling, a two-year-old and a three-year-old stand side by side. It's progeny for the 3 years. And it did a lot of good. he had white legs and white patches that the Americans have.
Uh-huh.
But no, in Scotland they wanted to have brown and white legs,
uh-huh.
white face.
Aye. But in them days they liked the white patch, didn't they?
I did the white patch.
Aye. Uh-huh.
And in fact, I've got a letter, it's someone who's a telegram coming from, that went through picking at the doors. He would buy it, he sent me abroad.
Uh-huh.
And with the care to, congratulations to the owner.
Aye. And what part to America did he go to, James the Horse?
He went to Southern America and then he moved up country.
In the States, United States. States. Aye.
In fact, that woman that was on, she saw that there was, well, it could have been 100 of them galloping on the field.
Is that right? So he was used for stud?
He was used for stud, aye.
Aye. Mm-hmm.
And he was, everybody wanted his sons.
Aye, he was sought after, he did that well. Aye.
Because his family, his sons at home, like before he was exported.
Aye. And did he have a plumbing at Newfield, or did he do that yourself, your feather and yourself? Or?
There was a plumbing that stayed at boat now, Willie McCulloch.
Aye.
Out in St. Mon. But Jordan Merton, Ian Merton's made it in the losses.
Uh-huh.
He was a worthy tea.
Is that all he did was work the horse and look after him?
Aye. But he, I mean, if I was sent to shot turnip, he'd have shot turnips, like, you know.
Aye.
But he was blooming. Because the blue other top fields were up blooming.
Were they?
Regular.
Aye.
Because that was, they were still needing stuff for the war, after the war, it wasn't right finished.
Uh-huh.
And,
Did he have any displaced persons working at Newfield for the war time, James?
Yes. There was, where's that wooden dream? Is this who's somewhere?
Aye, isn't it? Aye, were they Polish folk or?
Well, they've been sent to this country for some reason.
They'd be evacuated for Europe.
But he made a picture of the house, Newfield.
Uh-huh.
Engraved all around the book and all the details in it. And when he got that done, John Peck and Glennon went again.
Aye.
And he got that done, and then he went to Glennon, Mains, and he made Jen down there.
Right.
And Jen done for Earls and Estate.
Aye. A clever man with his hands.
He just put his hands on a knife.
Aye. Uh-huh.
Forget his name.
No.
Anyway, he would come to the mill, like.
Aye.
All the folk came to the mill.
Aye.
Then his father, at that time, father had problems at Walker Hill, and Mrs. Well, she jumped Glendinning's sister, but she was married to a nephew of grandfather's.
Uh huh.
And then he was born with asthma, and father used to often been up there into the plume there for them.
Uh huh.
He brought his dinnies and horses up like.
At Walker Hill.
At Walker
just,
Hill.
Just walk them over. Mm-hmm. Out of the field, aye.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And it's surprising what the big house folk got for stuff delivered to them.
Aye.
Vegetables and all that kind of thing. And, well, there's some in there. The McMillan family, Tom McMillan.
Uh-huh.
What did you feel the father when he was a young fella? He was called up for the army, I think.
Uh-huh.
And then he got back out for... The Lowland proceedings, anyway.
Uh-huh.
As Feather would say, there's more lulls than bloody proceedings.
Aye, but we're fine.
That's the man I'm talking about.
Uh-huh.
It's going to faint there being a pen, right? That might remember me. Tom McMillan. who's at Nolan, ploughing and end rigs for Lee Field, and finished the other field. Jim at CD, the grandfather wrote this. Jim at CD, Stormy with him. No, so Tommy with him, sorry. Fine warm day, paid by check, £85 for a new agent's Morris car.
£85.
£85.
Aye.
And that car, Tommy lamped in that car.
Right,
It tells you every day what the weather is.
Aye, aye. Mm-hmm. And did you work the horses today, James? Did he plowed with them and
I didn't get much
hard
and plowing. I ken McCulloch and Father Beth tried to make the plowing again, but a job they're very proud about.
Aye. I heard John Ewart used to talk about it.
Aye.
If the drill wasn't striked, it had to be done again.
That's right.
Aye. Mm-hmm. And there'd be long drills at Newfield.
Oh, they're long drills.
It was a long stint if you were howing or shawing turnips.
Because a lot of the years later, a lot of the retired farm workers, like the Cain brothers, they stayed at Ungibbon.
Billy Cain.
Billy Cain.
John Ewart used to talk about Billy Cain.
Billy, he was at Glendon Means, aye.
Uh-huh.
And Sandy's brother used to work on the river bank.
Uh-huh.
And whoever was ploughing used to try and hang back for the end before he went by and could look right up there. Do you know what I mean?
Aye, point at the flowers. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Uh-huh.
But they were lucky, there were no flowers in the fields. When you go to the top side, they were different.
Aye. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
But McCulloch was a real worthy.
Uh-huh.
He built the starts. Him and Davy Ferguson both built the starts.
Oh, right.
They liked to go up two at a time.
Uh-huh. Aye.
And then it's a foot course they come in quicker with the kids.
Is that right? Aye. Uh-huh.
And then when that was done, the what cuts on one in Newfield as well.
Aye.
You can do the threshing here.
How many stooks would you have in a year, James? Any mind?
Well, a lot of stuff was sold, the grain, like.
Aye. You would thresh it and then you sell it.
Aye.
Aye. Did you get a wheen stooks made at Newfield and Kirkland?
There were stocks.
Aye, stocks. Is that where you had the stocks at Kirkland?
Aye, there were two rows.
Aye.
Again.
Aye.
In there. And it was quite interesting.
Aye, who was the man? Who came with the mill on them days? Was he mining them?
I've got something in here with a list of some of the.
Aye.
That was a big day, and they were walking this field there like damp, I'm getting doing quick. And I Jens fell coming down the glib in a hut, my knee, I don't know what it was. And Al McFagan gathered me up, smacked this at school, and brought me back down. Into house.
Aye.
And for that day on, we were at school, Alan came doing every day, school day. And he came in and sat in the corner of the kitchen and went back up again. Since he'd had his dinner, had his mine.
Aye. Where did Alan stay then?
They stayed at, they were herding up.
Oh, his feathers be herding?
His feathers were herding, aye. They were all herds.
Aye.
Full family there.
Aye.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
His character, Alan, too.
Aye. He was. And did he get, was there many rats at the threshing, and did the boys get the job of with a dog and try and
there were
catch?
Rats, and a strange thing, there was a mother got a terrier dog. She had friends now wanting a dog in Glasgow. We found they were in at Knockangora, pops for sale at Knockangora,
uh-huh.
Which is right at the end of the world, between Cusfair.
Aye, a collie.
No,
a terrier.
A terrier.
Aye.
So this, John and I were saying, I just passed my test with them.
Uh-huh.
So John and I would go up and get it. And it was the Sinclair family were all there in that house then. And when I got to venture, I got the dog, and the thing was really surprising. Look at the door there. There was a shelf right the whole cross. And it was sogged like that. And then there was a bit of a bracket in and another sog.
Uh-huh.
And it was all stuff, homemade things made me whatever I can pick, all kind of fruits and anyway, that was when we went to Ginoot, with the dog in the back. It was a wee farm.
Aye.
Dog in the back. And the end of them, I don't know where it was, opened the door to his last look at it. But that time, it's run ahead of the rest of the den. We better stop doing something with this.
Aye.
See it in the mirror. So, no, leave it. No, it's a limp to go back. And it did go back.
Uh-huh.
And the next time, got back here, and all mother wouldn't have let go. So, was there any more in that litter? Was so. The same procedure as gone again, but we didn't go to Notting Gore for it.
No. So you had a fair day with the killing the rats at the threshing?
Mr. Finlay, eventually it didn't to Finlay, because Finlay's a taking me to walk.
Oh, aye.
And it didn't to him, and they started at the mill with Skirtland.
Uh-huh.
It was straight out the house and down there, and it just nipped him on for the next year.
Aye. If it had time,
mm-hmm.
and make sure it was dead.
Mm-hmm.
Aye, But
there were another bit, but I feel the boat now, usually put the cone for it into the shed, the high shed there.
Uh-huh.
They were hiding a bit at Chiefs and there. And Rip was, went there too.
Uh-huh.
Heard the mill singing, and it was a Derby's mill by then.
Oh, Faith Cross Douglas.
Aye.
Uh-huh.
And when we ended Jimmy Peacock picking them up and laying them out, and there was over 100 rats.
All right.
Fergie McKinney was lifting with his horn and laying them in lines just along the side of the dike.
Aye.
And little did the minister, the schoolmaster, ken that that dog had been dead. Because he went back here himself.
Aye. Oh, he just come down for that, the dog, and he kent what was on.
Mm-hmm.
Aye. And did the neighbours come round to help at the threshing of James?
Aye, they did. Aye, they were right men for somebody for the Grenin. Mistress Faith for the Grenin.
Uh-huh.
Came from what side, aye. Peacocks. Jimmy Peacock and Tom Robin.
Aye.
They were our regulars. And the Keane brothers. Sandy Keane was at Glendy Means, he came.
Aye, uh-huh.